The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. As the Wahai Blue Devils take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Blue Devils basketball, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
And a pleasant good evening to you basketball fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this evening you're joining us by way of the Internet. I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another night of Walla Walla High School basketball on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Blue Devil Radio is presented by Big Blue Boosters, promoting athletic excellence, pride, and sportsmanship. Speaking of Big Blue Boosters, it's coming up quick, folks. It's coming up quick, Blue Devil Nation. The annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction scheduled for March the 28th at 5 o'clock at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Dinner will be served promptly at 6 o'clock. Individual tickets still available for $50, or perhaps a table sponsorship would be to your liking. Another way you can support Walla Walla High School athletics on that particular evening, give serious consideration of bidding on some of the outstanding live and silent auction items that will be available at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds the night of March the 28th, the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction. More information can be obtained by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. Our broadcast location is presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. And tonight we're coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at the Pasco High School Gymnasium, where the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams will close out the 2025-26 regular season against the Pasco Bulldogs. Our pregame shows this evening on both the boys and girls sides, presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And our three-point field goals will be presented by our good friend and former Walla Walla High School athlete, Bruce Reed. Now, you know we can't talk about the ex-basketball and tennis star without referencing the blue shoes. The pair he wore in 1986 were the first Nike Air Jordans ever seen. And speaking of three-point field goals, our sincere thanks to George and Chase Hessler of Edward Jones. They will donate $10 to Big Blue Boosters for every three-point field goal made by the Wahai boys and girls basketball team. Let's also keep in mind on this Tuesday night that our quarters, presented by our good friend and former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment, the Walla Walla Valley's complete truck repair headquarters specializing in petroleum and water trucks. Call 509-520-3401 or email Darren at darren@mountainhigh.com for more information. Our free throws will be sponsored tonight by our friends Allison and Kevin Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind, 990 Northeast Rose Street in College Place. Its email address is wwdailygrind@gmail.com. And our baselines and sidelines will be brought to you this evening by our friend and Big Blue Booster Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank. And our substitutions will be presented by our friends at Zip Zone Conoco. They are on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. And our scoreboard updates will be coming to you courtesy of our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. Elsewhere in the Mid-Columbia Conference this evening, Kennewick is hosting Sageview, Hanford is at Chiawana, Kamiakin is at Southridge. We are happy to have the Davenport family at Fresh Nature Foods on board this season. They will be sponsoring our Out of Bounds play of the game. And our halftime reports tonight will be presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. And during the course of our Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime reports, we'll have, of course, halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahia alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Fast Waffa serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. And our post-game shows tonight will be presented by our good friend and Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. During the Chevelle Construction post-game show, we'll be featuring our Eric Kimball, CPA Players of the Game, and final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahia alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. If there were ever two teams hungry for victory, the Wahia boys and girls basketball teams. The Wahia girls come into play tonight on a five-game losing streak. The Wahia boys have lost four in a row. And last weekend was not a good one for the Wahia boys and girls. Last Friday, both teams were defeated at Southridge. And then on Saturday, both teams bound to the Richland Bombers on senior night in the Wahia gym. During the course of our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show on the girls' side, we will have starting lineups for you presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. We'll also have a Coach's Corner interview for you with Wahia girls basketball coach Mike Hark. But coming up next, a player profile that'll be presented by a gentleman I saw earlier this evening, our good friend and Wahia graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions. We'll have that conversation for you when the Hutchins Family Farm pregame show continues after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Is inflation weighing you down? Navigating today's complex markets can be overwhelming. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson can help bring clarity to your financial picture. They can work with you to develop a personalized wealth strategy, putting your interests first. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can prepare for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahia Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
Spring is calling, and your next trip starts right here in Walla Walla. Fly from the Walla Walla Regional Airport with Alaska Airlines. Skip the drive and enjoy free parking, quick check-in, and friendly hometown service. From weekend getaways to springtime adventures, Alaska Airlines connects you worldwide with comfort and reliability. This spring, take off the easy way. Fly local, fly Walla Walla, where parking is always free. Book your ticket today at alaskaair.com.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia, and the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahia graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined by another sophomore on the Wahia Girls Junior Varsity Basketball Team for our player profile interview, our final regular season player profile on the girls' side. We are delighted to welcome Grace Plumlee to our player profile segment this time around. And Grace, as we're conducting this interview, it is just at the end of a Monday practice leading up to the home stretch, if you will, in the 2025-26 season. Games coming up against Southridge, Richland, and Pasco. Now, the Blue Devil junior varsity thus far has been outstanding. Yes, there was a tough weekend against Kamiokin and Kennewick. With that said, there have been a lot more ups than downs, and it hasn't exactly been a roller coaster ride either. So talk about how the season has gone from your perspective.
From my perspective, I think the season has gone pretty well for me. The beginning, it started off a bit rough since I would say basketball isn't my main sport. And at first, like, I wasn't really feeling like playing this year. But I feel like my coach has really, like, motivated me and got me more into the sport. And I feel like I've improved so much and learned so much more. And I've just gotten better as it is from last year.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, as far as your adventure into the sport of basketball, is this kind of your maiden voyage this year, or do you have any previous basketball experience?
I actually have previous. I played all of middle school, and I did some, like, YMCA basketball, you know, the usual. And then I also played last year, my freshman year, and now here I am.
Fantastic, and what a great group of young ladies, a fantastic group of young ladies on this year's junior varsity team, and to have 13 wins going into the final three games of this 2025-26 season has to be quite a thrill. Is there a game that stands out in your mind at all?
Good or bad? I think this year, Richland, playing for JV, I think I did pretty well. And because I made a couple baskets, and I actually had a lot of play time, so yes.
Fantastic. Do you see yourself as more of a defensive threat in that case? And just take those moments where you are wanting to score? Or do you see yourself perhaps upping things a bit offensively?
I think I'm a lot better on defense because offense just gets me all over the place and I'm always thinking, like, I don't know what to do. But defense, I can really lock in and try to understand what's happening on the court.
Now, do you like playing a lady-to-lady type defense or do you like the zone defense?
Honestly, I like both. The zone is when I'm probably tired and I don't want to move too much, but when we can go man-to-man, then I like it. Yes.
Do you aspire to be a Wahai varsity performer in the future?
Honestly, I'm hoping on it. Yes.
Well, we will hope for the very, very best for you on the basketball court, and we're also going to wish you the very best on the diamond during the fall and during the spring. Very, very active in the sport of softball. So what is it about softball that's so great?
I'm just great at it. Softball has probably been my favorite sport forever, and I just love it. I love to be outside. I love the sun. I just love getting in the dirt. I love everything about it.
And how great was it to see your varsity folks that you look up to, I'm sure, being a member of one of the underclassmen teams, if you will, advancing to state this past fall and doing pretty well?
I was really proud of them, and I was super happy to see those upper teammates achieve that level and get there.
And what are your expectations for the spring?
Hopefully we place somewhere in, yeah.
In league, in the district, in the region, at state, what?
Maybe in the district, yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's going to be here before you know it. But first things first, we've still got some basketball left to be played in 2025-26. And
I have no doubt that this young lady, Blue Devil Nation, is going to shine as she continues to make strides on the basketball court, and I have no doubt that she is going to take her softball skills to another level. Isn't it great? She's only a sophomore, so Blue Devil Nation, we've got this young lady in our fold for a couple of more years, and we look forward to that, look forward to the rest of this season, and what else is to come. And we want to thank Grace Plumlee for joining us for our player profile segment. It was presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. Coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia, and the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Mike Clark, as we're conducting this interview, it's after a Monday night practice prior to Mid-Columbia Conference games at Southridge and at home with Richland Friday and Saturday respectively, and obviously prior to the regular season finale at Pasco. Now, Saturday night, the Blue Devils celebrated senior night. But what is it like when you're the visiting team and it's the opponent that is going through the sunny celebration?
You know, I don't mind it. I know some coaches get frustrated by it, but you know what? We're all in this business to celebrate kids, and we should be celebrating other seniors too. And Pasco, it's a rough season for them. It's hard for them in their athletics, and so I'm happy to celebrate their seniors as well.
And I suspect, in light of the fact that it has been a rough season, that's going to motivate them even more to go out in style, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be excited to play, and we will too. It's our last regular season game, and we want to go out with a win on the road as well. So we'll be motivated and we'll be ready to play.
Without a doubt. And as we look at the Mid-Columbia Conference, frankly, I don't think there have been a whole lot of surprises. I think from a positive standpoint, though, not knowing what to expect going into the season, having lost eight seniors from a year ago, really didn't know what to expect from this girls' basketball team. But I think they have exceeded expectations. Now, when I say that, I'm not going to say for one second that, well, they exceeded the expectations because the expectations were so low. No, I am not saying that at all, and nobody, frankly, should say that, because, you know, it was a rebuilding process, a transitional type process, and then when you go in with five seniors, a junior, and five freshmen on the varsity roster, you might expect, you know, some growing pains. You might expect, you know, being thumped a time or two. But all things considered, there have been a fair amount of really cool moments this year. And one that comes to mind was that big win at Richland in early January.
Yeah, it's been a year where I thought we could show a lot of growth with our young kids, and I'm really pleased. I mean, we have three freshmen in our top eight right now, and we've kind of got down to a eight-man rotation or eight-girl rotation, and there's three freshmen there who have never played at this level, and they've progressed so that now we put them on the floor, and they can succeed. They're not scared. They've had their ups and downs throughout the year, as you would expect, but they're confident that when they get on the floor, that they're going to be successful. And I couldn't be prouder of those girls and the improvements they've made. And they're still ready to surprise some people going forward, and I think we will.
And I have to think the future is looking very, very bright. You've got the young ladies who are up getting the varsity experience as freshman or first year performers, and then you couple that with the fact that the girls junior varsity team has had an outstanding season. It leads one to believe that the future could be very bright for Wahai girls basketball.
Yeah, you know, the freshman team's had a great year. They've only lost three games, and that's made up of some underclassmen as well as freshmen and then a couple older girls, but they're really primed to step up to the varsity level next year, and I think we have a good nucleus. That being said, Walla Walla as a whole, we need more girls playing girls basketball, and we need to continue to work hard at building our youth programs to get the numbers higher. We're at this weird time in sports where the sports are going all year long, and so girls basketball has to be really diligent about keeping girls playing and not losing them to volleyball. We lost a girl we thought was going to play this year to volleyball all year long, and then another one to softball all year long. And so we've got to build our programs from the youth up, and that should be a big key for Walla Walla moving forward.
And from a selfish standpoint, I have to say that I'm hoping that when I see Coach Corum in the off season, it's going to be a repeat of a few months ago when he said, "Oh, I've got some bad news." And what's that? "Oh, you're going to have to put up with Coach Clark and I for another year." I said, "Okay, now what's the bad news?" So is there the possibility with this want for upward mobility, if you will, coming up, that perhaps we'll see Coach Clark and Coach Corum in the fold for another year or two, possibly three or four or five?
Yeah, I don't know. I never make those decisions. I want to finish the year, and then I want to take a little time and make those decisions at that point. But I love the group that I have. These seniors are awesome. And these freshmen, they are the last time Wahai had four or more freshmen on varsity was 4 years later, that group took them to state. So this group is set up to be very successful moving forward if we can keep them all in it. And they're a good group, and they're nice kids. I've just really enjoyed this year, and we want to finish strong and just enjoy the time we have together.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality.
If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Pasco High School Gymnasium, Roy Elia coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside, continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devils has announced by head coach Mike Clark. At guard, Molly Franklin, 5 feet 5 inches tall and a freshman. Lucy Billingsley at guard, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Delilah Franzen at a guard slash post, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a junior. Bridget Boyd at guard, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a senior. And Corinne Hayes at post, 6 feet tall and a senior. The starting lineup for the Pasco Bulldogs, as announced by head coach Isabella Gutierrez. Mariah Montez at guard, 5 feet 7 inches tall and a senior. Sophia Corral Gonzalez at guard, 5 feet 5 inches tall and a senior. Brooke Landrum at forward, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Sayazetti Andrade at guard, 5 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. And Giselle Leon at forward, 5 feet 8 inches tall and a senior. Those are the starting lineups. They were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. And we will continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show from Pasco after a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Pasco High School Gymnasium, Roy Elia coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside, and continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show by looking at the Mid-Columbia Conference standings. Our heartiest congratulations to Coach Gary Jonas and his Lady Riverhawks of Chiawana, Class 4A Mid-Columbia Conference champions, a 17-0 conference record overall, 21-0. What a fabulous season they have had. Richland Bombers also having a good season in the Class 4A ranks, 13-5 in league play. Overall, a record of 15-6. Hermiston Lady Bulldogs, 3A ranks, 13-5. Hermiston 15-5 overall. The Southridge Suns, 12-5 in the conference. They are 15-5 overall. Then you have the Kennewick Lions, led by Coach Darren Santo, 10-7 in conference play. The 3A Lions, 11-9 overall. Back to the 4A classification, Kamiakin, 9-8 in league play. The Braves are 11-9 overall under head coach Lane Shoemaker. The Wahai Blue Devils come in tonight 6-11 in Mid-Columbia Conference play. The Lady Blue Devils on the season 7-13. Back to the 4A ranks, Pasco 4-13 in the conference, 5-15 overall. Hanford 2-15 in league. Overall, the Lady Falcons are 3-17. And then you have the Sage View Lobos, the final Class 3A team, 0-17 in conference play. And overall, a mark of 0-18. We'll be back to the Pasco High School Gymnasium with more of our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show after a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family, reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The senior night ceremony is well underway as we welcome you back to the Pasco High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia reporting from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside, continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show by telling you in earlier action this evening, the Wahigh Junior Varsity Boys posted a 49-43 victory over Pasco. And in the JV Girls game, it was all Wahigh by a final count of 54-18 over the Pasco Bulldogs. And that's going to do it for our pregame show from Pasco. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. We'll be back to Pasco with more after another 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through. Whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent, financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson are committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management is ready to help. Visit them at 102 West Main Street. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company. Member SIPC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Spring is calling, and your next trip starts right here in Walla Walla. Fly from the Walla Walla Regional Airport with Alaska Airlines. Skip the drive and enjoy free parking, quick check-in, and friendly hometown service. From weekend getaways to springtime adventures, Alaska Airlines connects you worldwide with comfort and reliability. This spring, take off the easy way. Fly local, fly Walla Walla, where parking is always free. Book your ticket today at alaskaair.com.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And we're back once again at the Pasco High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Just a few minutes, the Wahigh Blue Devil girls will kick off the first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader on this Tuesday night against the Pasco Bulldogs. A little later, the Wahigh Blue Devil boys will close out their regular season against the Pasco Bulldogs. And the way things are going right now, we might be looking at about a 6:05 at tip-off here at this evening. Of course, all of the senior night pageantry and so forth having something to do with that, and also the fact that the boys junior varsity contest preceding or preceded this upcoming girls varsity game ran long. But again, we are happy to say that the Wahigh boys JVs prevailed earlier this evening, as did the Wahigh girls junior varsity. We'll be back to the Pasco High School Gymnasium with more after another 3-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming. But hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. Walla Walla.
the Pasco High School Pep Band and the playing of our national anthem prior to the first half of this Mid-Columbia Conference basketball doubleheader. The Wahai Blue Devil girls about to take on the Lady Bulldogs of Pasco. And our first quarter this evening is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. The Blue Devils dressed in road black jerseys with royal blue numerals, royal blue lettering, and a touch of white trim. Pasco coming out of its huddle, dressed in home white jerseys with purple numerals and letters and black trim. And we will be getting this contest underway at 6:02 on this Tuesday night. And we're delighted to have you with us for the regular season finale. The ball in the air, the tip controlled by Delilah Franzen, taken by Corinne Hayes, and we're underway as Hayes goes down the far side, misses, and the band is still playing while the game is going on. I'm not exactly sure why. Okay, guys, enough already. The game has started. Pasco in possession of the basketball, and here is a travel on the far side. Corinne Hayes with a miss just a few moments ago. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. Pasco will pick up in the backcourt. Middle of the floor, Franzen with a basketball. Crosses the midcourt line on the dribble. Hits it in the far corner to Billingsley. Billingsley will drive into the lane. Kick it near side. Boyd, a three on the way by Bridgie, is good! Bruce Reed, three, $10. Headed the way of Big Blue Boosters. Thank you, George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Pasco in possession of the basketball for the second time in the ball game. Blue Devils out to a quick 3-0 lead after the three-point make by Bridget Boyd. A three out front missed by Montez. Blue Devils get the rebound. The ball is lost, taken by Pasco. There's a shot inside. It's put up and no good in the lane. That attempt by Corral Gonzalez, and the Blue Devils come away with a basketball. Lucy Billingsley far side. Stops, looks, near side Franklin. Franklin to the free throw line. Pass for Billingsley. Knocked away. Recovered by Billingsley at the top of the key. Gets it on the near side to Delilah Franzen. Franzen will drive into the lane. Franzen all the way, and she will score! By special request from Bridget Boyd. The basket by Dawaiwa Franzen. My Elmer Fudd moment for the night. And the Blue Devils lead by a score of 5-0. Dawaiwa was wonderful that time, wasn't she? Miss far side by Pasco, and Pasco gets the offensive rebound. Up top, it's Montez with a basketball. Drives into the lane, throws up a runner for two. Mariah Montez gets Pasco on the board, and it's a 5-2 ball game in favor of the Blue Devils. Here's Corinne Hayes into the lane. Corinne drives all the way, and she will put up a lane and miss it. Rebound knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. Knocked away by Boyd, and the ball back to Pasco with 6:06 left in the first quarter. Blue Devils 5 and Pasco 2. Andrade with a basketball in the backcourt. On the dribble against Lucy Billingsley. Crosses the midcourt line. Pass on the far side to Montez. Free throw line extended. She will go into the lane aggressively. Put the ball up and miss it. Offensive rebound taken by Pasco. Taken by Leon. Her pass out front will go into the backcourt. Going to be chased down by Corral Gonzalez. And an over and back violation called on Pasco. And the ball back to the Blue Devils, who will inbound in the front court on the baseline. Presented by Washington Trust Bank. Bridget Boyd to get the basketball in. Loops it out front for Corinne Hayes. Pass going to lady-to-lady defense. Here is Boyd near side for three. It's off the glass and off the iron. Rebound fought for by Billingsley. A held ball inside. Jump ball. Possession, Pasco. And a substitution presented by Zip Zone Conoco. Into the ball game is Autumn Held for Pasco. She is in for Andrade. Blue Devils going to put up a zone press. A 2-2-1 look. Ball middle of the floor to Landrum. Landrum into the front court. Gets it inside. Lane put up and missed by Leon. Offensive rebound taken by Pasco. Shot no good by Held. And the ball saved and bounced beautifully by Delilah Franzen. Now to Bridget Boyd. Boyd into the front court near side. Going to throw up a runner and miss it off the glass. And the rebound off to Pasco. 5-2 the Blue Devils, 5:20 and counting. Time remaining first quarter. Pass on the near baseline. An air ball thrown up on the near side by Held, and the Blue Devils come away with a basketball. Here is Molly Franklin with a pass inside that is knocked away near side and taken by Pasco. Nice knock away by Leon in the lane, and Pasco comes the other way after the Blue Devil turnover. Far side, it's Montez. Cut off by Delilah Franzen. Now goes into the lane. Throws up a runner off the back of the rim once, twice, no good. And the rebound off to the Blue Devils, taken by Bridget Boyd. She'll bounce it in the backcourt to Corinne Hayes. Hayes going to take it all the way. Goes into the lane. She is blocked and fouled with 4:45 remaining to be played in the first quarter. And the foul on Pasco is picked up by Landrum. And Corinne Hayes to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first by Corinne is up, and it's no good. Curls in and out. It remains 5-2 the Blue Devils. We are 3 minutes and 15 seconds in to the first quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Hayes is good. Corinne Hayes with her first point of the ball game, and the Blue Devils lead 6-2. And we have a timeout called by Pasco. A 30-second timeout with 4:44 left in the first. Wahai 6, Pasco 2, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
4:44 left in the first quarter. Wahai Girls 6, Pasco 2. Welcome back to the Tri-Cities. Roy Eli coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Pasco in possession of the basketball. Montez front court of the dribble. Pass near side. It gets to Leon. Pass in the near corner to Landrum, and the ball knocked away and out of bounds by a hustling Delilah Franzen, and the ball will stay with Pasco. They will inbound in the near corner along the baseline in front court. Baseline, of course, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Leon with a pass inside, right to Lucy Billingsley. A nice job by Lucy to get into the passing lane and get the interception. She'll pass on the far side. The ball is knocked away and out of bounds by Landrum. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils, who will inbound on the sideline, presented by, you guessed it, Washington Trust Bank. Ball in the far corner to Boyd. Boyd, couple of dribbles to the free throw line, stops, gets it inside for Corinne Hayes, and her shot down in the low block is no good. And the rebound off to Pasco. The rebound taken by Corral Gonzalez. Double teamed in the backcourt. Pass is deflected, stolen by Franklin. And the ball inside to Boyd for a left-hander that's no good, but there for the follow is Corinne Hayes. Hayes with 3 points in the game, and your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wahai 8, Pasco 2. Hayes with a steal near side, outlet on the far side for Billingsley. Billingsley down the far side, bounce it inside for Boyd. She'll lay the ball up and miss it. Gets it back, and she is pushed from behind and fouled. And that foul is called on Held. And Bridget Boyd to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with 3:47 left in the first quarter. First free throw by Bridget. Good. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for both teams. Gracie Pierce in for the Blue Devils along with Makaya Lawyer. And one of the substitutions in for Pasco is Jaslyn Ramirez. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw also good for Bridget Boyd. 5 points in the game, and the Blue Devils lead by a score of 10-2. Pass in the front court taken by Corinne Hayes. Hayes with the steal. Hayes will pass on the near side to Lawyer. Three on the way by Makaya. In and out of heartbreak. There for the rebound is Gracie Pierce. Pass on the near side to Lawyer. Lawyer will drive into the lane. She'll throw up a runner. It's short. And the rebound comes off to Pasco. And then a steal by Lawyer. Gets it to Boyd. Shot just inside the free throw line is no good. Pierce fights for the rebound, but it is taken by Leilani Sanders of Pasco. A turnover by Pasco. Blue Devils with a basketball. Shot by Billingsley inside is no good, but a foul is going to be called on Pasco. And that is the second personal on Held and the team's third. And Lucy Billingsley will step to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws after a timeout. Timeout on the floor, 3:15 left first quarter, 10-2 the Blue Devils, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Scoreboard update earlier in the quarter was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Welcome back to the Pasco High Gym. Roy Elia coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. While High Blue Devil girls leading the Pasco Bulldogs by a score of 10-2. Lucy Billingsley at the free throw line. Her first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw finds the mark. And the Blue Devils lead by a score of 11-2. Micaiah Lawyer wearing number 1 this evening, not her usual customary number 11, as Lucy Billingsley sinks the second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw, and the Blue Devils up double figs. The Blue Devils up by 10, 12-2. Pasco in possession of the basketball. Andrade, pass on the near side to Ramirez. Ramirez, couple of dribbles, gets it in the near corner. With the basketball near side to Sanders. Pass out front almost got away, but it's taken by Landrum. Down to 8 seconds on the shot clock. Pasco in possession. Near side here is Landrum. Gets it up top. Pass on the far side is knocked away by Billingsley. Recovered. And now an over and back going to be called as Billingsley forced the Pasco player Ramirez into the backcourt with some good pressure. And the ball back to the Blue Devils on the Pasco snafu. 2:45 left in the first quarter. Blue Devils 12, Pasco 2. And again, delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Tuesday night from the Tri-Cities. Micaiah Lawyer with the basketball. Far side, Lucy Billingsley, free throw line extended. Lucy gets it up top for Bridget Boyd. And her parents earlier this evening, what delightful people they are. She bounces the ball into Gracie Pierce, who makes a tremendous move inside. Lays the ball up and in with a left hand. Nice crossover on the part of the freshman, and the Blue Devils lead 14-2. 2:16 and counting the time remaining to be played in the first quarter. Blue Devils in a 2-3 zone defense. Here's Landrum between the rings, passing the near side to Sanders. Now they swing it to the far side to Landrum. Get it in the far corner to Andrade. Here's a three from the far side. Put up and off the mark for Landrum. Rebound off to the Blue Devils and a lost ball near side. Bridget Boyd not able to handle the basketball and the ball back to Pasco. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Molly Franklin, Delilah Franzen into the ball game, and they replace Corinne Hayes and Lucy Billingsley. Pasco to inbound right in front of the Blue Devil bench with 1:56 left in the first quarter. Blue Devils 14, Pasco 2. Up top of the basketball is Ramirez, far side to Montez. Montez a long three, far side. It's nothing but glass. And the rebound off to Gracie Pierce. Bounces it in the backcourt to Micaiah Lawyer. Lawyer into the front court. Stops in the near corner to Boyd. Nice bounce pass for Pierce. Can't finish. But there for the rebound is Franzen. Far side Franklin. Bounce it on the far side to Pierce. Pierce in deep. Thought about another crossover and said bounces the ball to Franklin far side. Her jumper on the way is off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by a hustling Gracie Pierce. Pierce will put it up with the left hand and miss it. Gets her own rebound. Boy, is that great hustle, but they're going to call her for traveling far side, unfortunately. And the ball back to Pasco. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Leon is back. She is in for Landrum with 1:15 left in the first quarter. Blue Devils 14, Pasco 2. Blue Devils picking up in the backcourt. For the basketball is Leilani Sanders. She'll dribble near side. Bounce it in the near corner. And the ball is looped inside with a basketball is Andrade. Back on the near side for a jumper that is up and no good by Montez. Pierce with a rebound. Far side to Lawyer. Nakia Lawyer, middle of the floor, stripped of the basketball. Pasco in possession. A pass in the front court by Andrade to a cutting Sanders for the lay-in. 14-4 in favor of the Blue Devils. And some backcourt pressure by Pasco. And here is Bridget Boyd into the front court. She'll drive near side, near corner to Franzen. Pass to the far side to Franklin. Inside for Gracie Pierce. One dribble, puts it up. No, but a foul is called. Much to the approval of Coach Clark on the near sideline. And that foul is committed by Andrade. That is her first. Pasco's fourth here in the first quarter. And Gracie Pierce to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first by Gracie is up, and it is good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Shayla Creason into the game for the Blue Devils. She is in for Bridget Boyd. 33 and a half seconds remaining in period one. Blue Devils 15, Pasco 4. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Pierce. That's off the back of the rim. Long rebound near side taken by Montez. Now Saylali Sanders into the front court. Pass on the near side, an open three for Ramirez. Off the back of the rim, off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Franzen, and Franzen going to be called for a travel. And the ball back to Pasco. Pasco to inbound in front court on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. To do the honors, Leilani Sanders. She bounces the ball in. Gets it back on the near side. Now it's Montez on the wing. She'll drive into the lane, throw up a left-hander too hard, but she is fouled. Blue Devils pick up their first foul of the game. It is picked up by Makaya Lawyer. And Montez to the stripe for two freebies. Presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind. The first, bangs off the back of the rim, no good. It remains 15 for the Blue Devils with 15 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw, and that one is good. Pass with backcourt pressure. Here is Lawyer, far side to Franzen. Pass in the front court to Franklin. 7 seconds left in the quarter. Out front Pierce, a three straight away. Off the back of the rim, no good. Franzen there for the rebound. Knocked over Lawyer. Here comes Pasco. Here is a half-court shot by Sanders. Off the back of the rim, no good. Here at the end of the first quarter, Wahigh 15, Pasco 5. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to the Pasco High Gym. Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahigh Blue Devils 15, the Lady Bulldogs of Pasco with 5, and the Blue Devils will inbound to commence the second quarter of this MCC contest. Kayla Creason with the basketball, hands it off to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley stops at the top of the key. Now it's off to Creason. Far side to Hayes. Between the rings to Billingsley. Pasco in a lady-to-lady defense. Shot clock at 17. Billingsley far side. Stops the high post. Bounces it for Corinne Hayes. Hayes Gets it up top. Makaya Lawyer is open. A three on the way is off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to a hustling Gracie Pierce. Another offensive rebound for number 12 in the black jersey. Corinne Hayes in the lane. Looking to maneuver. Puts up a hook. It's an air ball. Hustling for the rebound is Billingsley. Deflects it to Creason. The ball knocked out of bounds by Pasco. And the Blue Devils will keep it. Blue Devils relentless on the glass. They'll inbound on the baseline. Presented by Washington Trust Bank. Billingsley, near side, Corinne Hayes. Hayes up top to Creason, three on the way, off the glass and off the iron, hustles in for her own rebound, but the rebound off to Pasco. Taken by Reese Sanchez, as if zone Conoco substitution during the timeout period. And there's a knockaway inside by Creason, the ball taken by Pierce, and Pierce is going to be fouled by Leon. Good. Active hands by the Blue Devils, forcing another Pasco turnover. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the far sideline in backcourt, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Makaya Lawyer on a slow dribble across the midcourt line, guarded by Sanchez. Far side it goes to Billingsley. Bounce it inside for Gracie Pierce. Pierce will bounce it up top to Lawyer. Lawyer will drive into the lane, kick it near side. Creason with a three, and that one rattles in! Deck the halls with a Blue Devil basket. Shayla la 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 la. A Bruce Reed three and $10 more going to Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. 18-5 the Blue Devils. A knockaway on the far side by the Blue Devils. And Pasco will keep possession of the basketball with 6:33 remaining in the second quarter. The Blue Devils by a baker's dozen. 18-5. Ball out front to Landrum. Far side Montez. A three on the way by Montez. Going to be too strong off the back of the rim. And high for the rebound, Gracie Pierce. Pierce will pass on the near side to Billingsley. Billingsley into the lane. Throws up a runner. No good, but she is fouled. And that is Landrum with the foul. Her second. Team second of the quarter. And Lucy Billingsley to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Here is the first. It's a rounded in. She got it. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for Pasco. Sanders is back in along with Corral Gonzalez. 19-5 the Blue Devils. 6:22 remaining in the second quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Lucy Billingsley is also good. The Blue Devils, 8 for 10 from the free throw line in the game. Here's a knockaway far side by Creason, but the ball recovered by Sanders. Between the rings to Sanchez. Sanchez around a pick near side. Hits it in the near corner for a three-point attempt that's off the back of the rim. No good for Leon. Offensive rebound claimed by Pasco. Taken by Sanders. Gets it up top for a three on the way. That's off the rim. No good for Sanchez. And here comes Lucy Billingsley. Pass the far side for Creason. It's knocked away by Montez. Recovered on the baseline by Pierce. On the far wing, it is Creason. Now Corinne Hayes will drive into the lane by two. Bulldogs to score! Holy Toledo! Corinne Hayes! Like a hot knife through butter. And Pasco turns the basketball over. Here is Pierce with a steal. She'll miss one. Down in the low block. Pasco throws the basketball away. It's taken by Pierce. Her shot inside, not good. And Pasco comes away with a basketball. Pasco in transition. Montez far side puts it up with the left hand. No, but she is fouled. And she is fouled by Corinne Hayes. And the Boo Bird's out for the officials. Stepping to the free throw line is Montez for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws, the first of which she misses. Zip zone Conoco substitutions, a pair of 23s. Bridget Boyd is back for the Blue Devils. And Andrade is back for Pasco. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Montez is good. I think Pasco was assessed a sideline warning just a few moments ago as Billingsley looks inside for Pierce. The ball knocked away and out of bounds. Blue Devils turned the basketball over. It looked like it was knocked away by Pasco, and then Gracie knocked it out of bounds, and the ball back to the Pasco Bulldogs. 22-6, the Blue Devils, 5:17 and counting, left in the second quarter. Montez on the drive. Gets it on the near side. Here is a jumper from the baseline that is no good. A little too strong for Leon, and the rebound off to Corinne Hayes. Hayes into the front court. Passing the far side to Creason. Creason in the lane for Hayes. Hayes to the basket. Missed the lay-in. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Pasco. It will be Blue Devil basketball. 4:58 left in period two. Blue Devils 22. Pasco Bulldogs with six. Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Lucy Billingsley will loop it up top for Boyd. She is bodied a bit by Montez. She'll drive near side, get it in the near corner to Pierce. Three on the way, going to be off the rim a couple of times, no good. Rebound off to Creason, and Creason will score. Shayla Creason with five. And the Blue Devils lead by 18, 24-6. Blue Devils in a 2-3 zone, 4:38 and counting left in the second quarter. Here's a three near side put up, an air ball on the part of Sanchez, and the ball out of bounds, far side to the Blue Devils. Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Delilah Franzen in for the Blue Devils. Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Pasco. Re-entering is Ramirez. Molly Franklin, another Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils, and she is in for Gracie Pierce. Pasco going with a zone press, broken easily by the Blue Devils. Here is Franzen. Free throw line, far side to Boyd. Boyd will drive from the far side. She'll lay it up, no, but a foul is going to be called. And I'll tell you something, the Blue Devils doing a very nice job, very aggressively taking the ball to the basket and drawing another foul from the Lady Bulldogs. And that last foul was on Leilani Sanders. That is her first. And Bridget Boyd at the free throw line. Her first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is no good. 24-6 the Blue Devils, 4:24 left in the second quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Bridget Boyd is good. Blue Devils 75% at the free throw line, 9 out of 12. A knockaway far side by Franklin. Now it is Boyd. Skips a pass in the front court for Billingsley. It's knocked away by Pasco and taken by Pasco. And a foul is going to be called, a reach-in foul on the Blue Devils after the steal by Ramirez. Bridget Boyd picked up that foul. And Pasco will inbound just to the right of our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside along the sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Pasco in possession. It is Ramirez on the dribble up top. Stops, far side to Montez. Montez on the wing. A three-pointer put up by Sanders is off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound off to Bridget Boyd. Boyd into the front court on the dribble. Let's see if she goes coast to coast. No, she's going to throw up a runner. It's an air ball. Might have been partially blocked. But there for the follow is Delilah Franzen. Delilah with four in the game. And the Blue Devils lead 27-6. And that is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Here is Sanders driving far side. She'll lay the ball up and in. A nice pump fake on Franzen, and Sanders scores to make it 27-8 in favor of the Blue Devils. Near side, Billingsley for three. That one's off the rim, no good, and the rebound comes off to Sanders. Sanders into the front court for Pasco, far side to Montez. Montez stops on the wing, off for Sanders. In the far corner, a wide open three put up and missed by Ramirez, and a rebounding foul is going to be called on Pasco, and that'll bring us to a timeout. That foul was called on Leon, her second. 3:14 left in the second quarter. Wahai 27, Pasco 8. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS 2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Welcome back to the Pasco High Gym. Roy Eli coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Wall High Blue Devil girls leading the Pasco Bulldogs 27-8. And out of the timeout period, Bridget Boyd slashes down the lane for two. And Bridget has 8 points in the ball game. And the Blue Devils lead 29-8. Blue Devils in a zone defense, a trap far side. Ball is bounced to Montez. Now with the basketball, far side is Ramirez. She'll loop it on the near side for Sanders down in the low block. Gets it on the near wing. Shot put up by Andrade is no good, and the rebound comes off to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley will pass on the near side to a cutting Bridget Boyd in transition for the lay-in with the left hand. Bridget with 10 points in the contest. The Blue Devils up 31-8. 2:20 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the second quarter. Pasco in possession of the basketball. And a nice job by Delilah Franzen, forcing a ball into the backcourt, taken by Ramirez, far side to Sanders. Sanders through two Blue Devils, and a foul is going to be called on whom? Either Billingsley or Franzen. It's going to be on Lucy Billingsley. A Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Gracie Pierce checks in. Another Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Makaya Lawyer is in. And another Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Maddie Oliveris checks in. So the Blue Devils now going with Boyd, Oliveris, Pierce, Lawyer, and Billingsley. Pasco possesses the basketball. Bounce pass inside. No very good one, but a shot blocked inside. Leon's attempt is swatted out of there. Far side here is Montez for three. Missed it off the front of the rim, and the rebound off to Billingsley. Billingsley wrestles the ball away from a couple of Lady Bulldogs. Will come into the front court on a left-handed dribble. Stop near side. Pass on the far side for Lawyer. Makaya Lawyer hands it off to Billingsley. Billingsley out front with a basketball. She'll drive into the lane. She'll bounce it in the near corner to Boyd. A three on the way. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Oliveris deflects the rebound, but right to Sanders of Pasco. 1:30 and counting left in the second quarter. Blue Devils 31. Pasco Lady Bulldogs with 8. Sanders with a basketball. On the far side of Montez. Get it in the far corner. Driving from the far side is Leon. Throws up a runner off the back of the rim. Oliveris deflects the rebound, but it's taken by Pasco. Up top, here is a three straight away by Ramirez off a pass from Sanders. It's no good off the rim, and the rebound off to Billingsley. Lucy into the front court on the dribble. Guarded by Sanders. And Pasco's lady-to-lady look. Bounce pass high post for Boyd. Boyd has the ball wrestled away. A nice play by Montez. The Blue Devils turn it over. And in transition, a ball knocked away by Pierce, taken by Oliveris. On the near side, it goes to Lawyer. Makaya Lawyer near side, stops on the wing, puts it up, air ball, rebound is taken inside for a reverse lay-in that is put up and good by Bridget Boyd. Nice pass. Just kidding. 33-8 in favor of the Blue Devils, 30 seconds and counting left in the second quarter. Bridget Boyd, Johnny on the spot, if you will. And there's a nice bounce pass inside for a lay-in put up and good by Leon, and a foul is going to be called. And that foul is called on Gracie Pierce, her first. And Leon to the stripe, looking to complete a three-point play, which she will do if she is able to convert this Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. It's off the back of the rim twice. Rebound deflected out of bounds by Pasco. It will be Blue Devil basketball. The shot clock is off. Pasco will pick up in the backcourt. Ball into Billingsley, far side. Lucy on the dribble, stops. Near side to Lawyer. Lawyer into the front court, keeping the 10-second count. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Pierce the high post. Will bounce it on the far side for Boyd. Back inside for Pierce. Pierce is double-teamed. She'll put it up off the glass and off the iron. No good. Rebound off to Billingsley, and Billingsley is fouled. And that foul is on Andrade, her second. And Lucy Billingsley to the free throw line. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is up. And it is in and out of heartbreak. 33-10, the Blue Devils, with 2 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw coming for Lucy Billingsley. It is on its way, and it is good, but they're not going to count it. Lane violation called on the Blue Devils, and the ball back to Pasco. Statistically, a turnover for the Blue Devils. Ball is inbounded. Near side here is Ramirez throwing one up from half court. It is off the glass, and here at the halftime, Wahai Blue Devil girls, 33. The Pasco Bulldogs with 10. Coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro can help you create personalized strategies to reach your financial goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Pasco High School Gymnasium, Roy Elia coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls leading the Pasco Bulldogs by a score of 33-10. Our halftime report this evening presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. The first half scoring for the Blue Devils, Shayla Creason with 5, Gracie Pierce with 3, Lucy Billingsley with 4, Delilah Franson with 4, Bridget Boyd with 11, I believe. No, make it 12, I beg your pardon. A dozen in the first half for Bridgie. And Corinne Hayes with a handful of points for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils had 11 field goals in the first half, 2 from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils were 9 for 13 from the free throw line and were called for 5 personal fouls. For Pasco, short and sweet, Montez with 4, Sanders with 4, Leon with 2. Pasco just 4 field goals in the first half, none from outside the arc. Pasco was 2 for 5 from the free throw line, and Pasco was called for 9 personal fouls. Our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Wahai 33, Pasco 10. Land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report will continue after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2? Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
Spring is calling, and your next trip starts right here in Walla Walla. Fly from the Walla Walla Regional Airport with Alaska Airlines. Skip the drive and enjoy free parking, quick check-in, and friendly hometown service. From weekend getaways to springtime adventures, Alaska Airlines connects you worldwide with comfort and reliability. This spring, take off the easy way. Fly local, fly Walla Walla, where parking is always free. Book your ticket today at alaskaair.com.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at Pasco High School, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tommins Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at the Pasco High School Gymnasium. Earlier in the halftime break, a fine performance by the Pasco dance team, critically acclaimed, and now a nice performance on the part of the Pasco cheerleaders here at the halftime break. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls leading the Pasco Bulldogs at halftime by a score of 33-10. We now continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report by telling you we will have Blue Devil girls basketball for you on Thursday night. A play-in game, kind of a, how would I phrase this? A pre-postseason contest, if you will. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls will be traveling to Spokane to take on the Lady Wildcats of Mount Spokane. That is a play-in game. The winner of the contest will be the number 8 seed going into the District 6 tournament, which begins this weekend. The loser of that contest will see its 2025-26 season come to an end. The tip-off schedule for 6 o'clock on Thursday night. We will plan to take the air at 5:30 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And that is going to do it for our halftime report from Pasco. It was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Wahigh 33, Pasco 10. We'll have second half action for you after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The third quarter is presented by our good friend, former Walla High athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. The second half is underway. The Walla High girls leading the Pasco Bulldogs by a score of 33-10. Pasco with the first possession of the second half. Lonnie Sanders far side. It's an out to Ramirez. A pass inside is going to go over the head of Leon and out of bounds. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. No press shown by Pasco. Corinne Hayes inbounds to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley crosses the midcourt line. Pasco in a lady-to-lady defense. Near side, it's Bridget Boyd. Bridget Boyd against Sanders. Gets a pick from Hayes and then lost the basketball. Leon in possession. Near side, Montez. Gets into the near corner to Sanders. Back up top for Montez. Near side to Sanders. Blue Devils in a zone defense. A 2-3 look. Near side, Montez. Gets it up top. 13 seconds on the shot clock. With the basketball is Ramirez. And Ramirez double dribbled the basketball. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. After the Pasco turnover. Corinne Hayes inbounding on the near sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Ball is into Lucy Billingsley, closely guarded. Near side, it is Boyd. Bridget Boyd on the wing. Loops it inside for Corinne Hayes, throws up a bit of a scoop shot down in the low block. And she is blocked and fouled by Landrum. That's her third. And Corinne Hayes to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. In with 5 first half points. And her first free throw is no good. Zip zone Conoco substitution for Pasco. Andrade is back. She is in for Landrum. We're a minute and 2 seconds into the third quarter. Blue Devils 33, Pasco 10. Next attempt by Corinne Hayes. Perfect. And the Blue Devils lead by 24, 34 to 10. Bounce pass inside and a very good one. Lane put up no good by Montez, but a foul is going to be called. Very good pass out front, and Bridget Boyd draws her first personal foul of the game. And Montez to the free throw line for 2 free throws. Presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind. The first is good. 34 to 11 in favor of the Blue Devils. The second attempt is good. 34 to 12 in favor of Pasco. Billingsley near side to Boyd. Picked up by Leilani Sanders. Boyd stops. Near wing to Billingsley. Gets it in for Corinne Hayes. Cut in the low block, no good. A follow by Boyd is no good, but a foul is going to be called on Pasco. And that is on Sanders. That is her second. Team second. Bridget Boyd to the free throw line. The first by the Southpaw. Good. Hit the front of the rim and found the mark. And the Blue Devils up 35 to 12. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt for Bridget Boyd. It is up and it is in and out of heartbreak and the rebound off to Sanders. Sanders front court on the dribble. Pass on the near side to Andrade. Dribbles it out front. Far side to Montez. Now on the wing to Sanders. Sanders Bounce pass stolen by Bridget Boyd. Ball out of bounds, far side. And they will give the ball to the Blue Devils. Nice job that time by Bridget Boyd getting a knockaway far side. And then the ball was knocked away by Pasco and out of bounds. And the Blue Devils in possession, leading 35-12. Molly Franklin with a basketball. High post to Hayes. Corinne Hayes. One dribble up top for Bridget Boyd. Boyd looking. Bounce it inside for Corinne Hayes. Hayes inside for Franson. The ball right at her feet. And then she'd look to get it near side to Billingsley. And Billingsley turned it over. And the Blue Devils commit a foul. Pasco claims possession. Foul on Corinne Hayes. 5:55 left in period three. 35-12, the Blue Devils. And at the next dead ball, Gracie Pierce, Micaiah Lawyer will check in for the Blue Devils. Oh, she looks back and raises the eyebrows. I kind of like that. I like the eyebrow raise. And the wink is even better as Pasco turns the basketball over on an over and back. Oh, I love these kids. I really do. Lucy Billingsley, Corinne Hayes. Check out of the Blue Devil lineup. Great, great kids. The kids are what it's all about, folks. Make no mistake about it. These are great, great kids. Okay, a Lawyer on the dribble. Almost had it knocked away. Got it away from Ramirez. High post to Pierce. Pierce into the lane. Almost stripped. High post far side is Gracie Pierce. She is tied up. A held ball is going to be called far side. And the Blue Devils will keep it. The possession arrow favors the Blue Devils. And they will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline far side in front court. With 14 seconds on the shot clock. 5:24 on the game clock. Far side Pierce with the basketball. She'll dribble to the high post. Off for Micaiah Lawyer. Lawyer far side. Stops in deep. Puts up a jumper off the glass and off the iron. And the rebound off to Pasco. Rebound taken by Andrade. Near side to Sanders. Sanders will drive near side, puts it up with the left hand, and she is fouled. With 5:07 left in the third, and that foul is called on Gracie Pierce, her second. And Sanders to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first by Leilani is good. 35-13, the Blue Devils. And another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt coming for Leilani Sanders. It is on its way. Trust me. It's good. And Sanders says, trust me. Worthy of Bulldog Nation's trust on those free throws. And it's 35-14 in favor of the Blue Devils. Far side Franklin with a basketball. Molly, a couple of dribbles, almost tied up by Montez, has to get rid of the basketball and pass into the lane for Franzen. As she passes into the lane, a timeout is called by the Blue Devils with 4:51 left in the third. 35-14, the Blue Devils, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at Pasco High School, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at the Pasco High Gym. Wahigh Blue Devil girls 35, the Pasco Bulldogs 14. And an offensive foul out of the timeout period going to be called on Gracie Pierce. That's her third and the Blue Devils fourth of the quarter. Here comes Pasco. Ramirez into the front court. Blue Devils in a 2-3 zone. Far side Andrade. Between the rings to Sanders. Near side it goes to Ramirez. High post to Montez. Montez into the lane. Far side Sanders. A three on the way by Leilani is off the back of the rim and over the backboard. Strip zone Conoco substitution. Shayla Creason in for the Blue Devils. She replaces Molly Franklin. 35-14, the Blue Devils. Go inside of 4.5 minutes. Time remaining, third quarter. Far side, Boyd with a basketball. Guarded by Sanders. Ball between the rings. Delilah Franzen on the near side to Lawyer. Micaiah Lawyer. Couple of dribbles out front. Far side to Pierce. Gracie Pierce with the basketball. And almost lost it far side, but got it to Lawyer far side for a three that's off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound taken by Boyd. And Boyd, tossing the ball up in deep, is fouled. Blue Devils collect another offensive rebound. And the Blue Devils draw the third personal foul from Leilani Sanders. And the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind attempts. Bridget Boyd. The first one is good. Tip zone Conoco substitution. Lainey Hand in for the Blue Devils along with Raylin McNeil. And another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt coming for Bridget Boyd. So round and good. McNeil checks in for Boyd, who exits the game with 15 points. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wahai 37, Pasco 14. 3:54 and counting left in the third quarter. Pasco in possession of the basketball. Montez top of the key. Jumper on the way. Good. Nice looking shot by Montez. Montez with eight, and it's 37-16, the Blue Devils. Near side, Creason, a pass in for McNeil. Shot put up and missed. Rebound deflected by Franzen, taken by Pasco, taken by Ramirez. Ramirez down the far side is cut off on the far wing, puts up a jumper. It's off the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Delilah Franzen. Franzen down the near side on the dribble. Delilah going to back it out near side, stops. Looked inside for Hand, the ball deflected and taken by Pasco. Sanchez into the front court after the Blue Devil turnover. Near side, here's a shot on the way by Montez that is short. That three-point attempt missed. Creason with the rebound off to Franzen, now to Creason. Creason near side on the dribble. Stops on the wing. Pass out front. Here is Lawyer dribbling to the free throw line. Short jumper good for Micaiah Lawyer. Her first two of the game. And we have a timeout called. A full timeout called by Pasco with 2:55 left in the third. 39-16 in favor of the Blue Devils, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Multiple Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for both teams as we resume play here at the Pasco High Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. A shot out of the timeout, in and out for Sanchez. Shayla Creason with the rebound. Creason will pass on the far side to McNeil. Now to Julissa Martinez Bylon. For the Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Near side to Maddie Olivares. Up top, here is a three in and out for Hand. A heartbreak, if ever there was a heartbreak, and Pasco comes the other way. Bulldogs in possession, an errant pass far side, taken by Sanchez. Gets it just inside the free throw line for a jumper that's up and no good for Corral Gonzalez. And the rebound corralled by JMB. Near side, here is Creason. Stopping, popping, and hitting from the near wing. Shayla Creason with seven. And the Blue Devils lead 41-16. And we have a foul inside on the Blue Devils, a foul in the lane. You're going to say it was in the act of shooting? They are. That foul is on Raylan McNeil. That is five team fouls in the quarter on the Blue Devils. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws coming. The first one up and good for Montez. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Sanders is back for Pasco. As Montez readies herself for the second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. And it's also good. And she will check out of the ball game, and she'll be replaced in the Pasco lineup by Ramirez. 1:49 left in the third. 41-18, the Blue Devils. JMB far side to McNeil. Raylan one dribble off to JMB. Julissa on the dribble. High post for Oliveras. The ball is knocked away and stolen by Pasco. Down the near side is Leon. Stops down to the low block. Does not shoot it. Almost tied up by Oliveras, but bounces the ball on the near side to awaiting Corral Gonzalez. Now the ball is back on the near side. Three put up and good from the near wing by Lonnie Sanders. And it's 41-21 in favor of the Blue Devils. Far side Hand with the basketball. Free throw line extended. She will drive into the lane. Laney Hand is tied up. Loose ball on the deck. And Sanders manages to get the basketball to Leon. She'll outlet it on the far side with the basketball is Ramirez. Almost lost it, recovered it. Now gets it up top to Sanders, who's wide open. A three on the way, and that one's off the back of the rim. Long rebound comes off to Corral Gonzalez. And she has the ball knocked away and out of bounds on the baseline, and the ball will stay with Pasco. The 53-9 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 41-21 in favor of the Blue Devils. Sanders to inbound, gets it up top to Corral Gonzalez. She'll dribble to the far side on the wing to Sanders. Sanders will drive far side through two Blue Devils to score. Got by JMB and McNeil for the deuce, and it's 41-23 in favor of the Blue Devils. McNeil far side with the basketball. Raylan with a nice spin move on Sanders. Gets by her, can't score. Shot too hard off the glass, and the rebound off to Pasco. Ramirez outlets it on the far side. The ball run down by Laney Hand. Shot clock is off as the Blue Devils advance into the front court. Near side here is Oliveras for three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound is fought for inside, taken by Pasco, and now a held ball is going to be called, and the alternating possession favors Pasco. 12:06 seconds remaining in quarter number three. Blue Devils 41, Pasco 23. Pasco to inbound in the back court along the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Here comes Ramirez. Ramirez far side, hands it off to Corral Gonzalez. On the dribble with 3 seconds, a long three out front, going to be an air ball. That's going, well, it's not quite going to do it for the third quarter. 0.2 seconds remaining in the third quarter. The Blue Devils will inbound to the backcourt. Let's get the ball in, ladies, and we will move on to the fourth quarter. Creason will inbound. Pass to the midcourt. It is stolen by Leon, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. And after three, Wahai 41, Pasco 23, and we'll be back in 1 minute. The scene of Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and equipment. Welcome back to Pasco High School. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls leading the Pasco Bulldogs by a score of 41-23. And through three quarters of play, the Blue Devils with 13 field goals in the game, two from Bruce Reed range. The Blue Devils 13 of 19 from the free throw line. Pasco with seven field goals through three quarters, one from outside the arc. And Pasco 73% from the free throw line, 8 of 11. The Blue Devils will start the fourth quarter with Lucy Billingsley, Delilah Franzen, Molly Franklin, Bridget Boyd, and Corinne Hayes. A long extended timeout has now concluded. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the far sideline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Billingsley far side to Hayes. Hayes has the ball knocked away and out of bounds far side. That took all of it 3 seconds. Billingsley to inbound far side. Gets it in for Hayes. Hayes triple team. Far corner Boyd. Three on the way. Is off the rim no good. And the rebound off to Pasco. Taken by Leon. Leon near side on the dribble. Pass near side. Deflected out of bounds by Delilah Franzen. Nice active hands on her part. Boy, there have been numerous occasions in this ball game where Delilah Franzen and Gracie Pierce have shown very active hands and an abundance of hustle. Here is Sanders in the lane. Puts one up off the glass and good. Rolling to the goal very, very nicely indeed. She has a baker's dozen in the game, and the lead is 16 for the Blue Devils, 41-25. Between the rings, Molly Franklin with a basketball. Bounce it high post to Corinne Hayes. Hayes. Looking, looking, looking. A couple of dribbles into the lane. Going to take it all the way. Lay it up and in, and a foul called. Good aggressive stuff on the part of Corinne Hayes. And she will step to the free throw line for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. Corinne now with 8 points in the ball game. That last foul, the first on Ramirez. The free throw is no good by Corinne Hayes. And the score holds at 43-25. The Blue Devils, a three near side put up and in on the part of Montez. Montez was left alone, and it's now a 15-point spread. Blue Devils 43, Pasco 28. Billingsley with a basketball. Dribbles to the far side, hands it off to Franklin. Bounce it up top to Bridget Boyd. Boyd around a screen. Sanders stays with her. Now it's in the far corner. Here is Billingsley along the baseline. Gets an inside for a cutting Delilah Franzen, who scores. Nice pass by Billingsley. And a good finish by Delilah Franzen. A half dozen points in the game, and it's 45-28 in favor of the Blue Devils. Drive far side. Shot blocked far side by Hayes. Another shot blocked. As hitting the deck is Ramirez. Here are the Blue Devils in the front court. Billingsley driving near side. Misses a lay-in. Deflects the rebound, but deflects it to Landrum. 6:18 and counting left in the fourth quarter. 45-28 in favor of the Blue Devils. Bounce pass into the lane, taken by Leon. Now it's on the far side to Sanders. Sanders will drive in, throw up a scoop shot, no good, but she is fouled. And that's on Corinne Hayes. That is her third. Sanders to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Here comes the first. It is good. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions, and a lot of them. Re-entering for Pasco is Sanchez. Blue Devils going with a whole new five. Blue Devils now sporting Gracie Pierce. Lainey Hand. Julissa Martinez-Bylon. Kayla Creason. And Raylin McNeil. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw no good, and Hand with the rebound. Now off to JMB. 45-29 the Blue Devils. We're 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Near side Hand with a basketball. Looks to bounce it inside. The ball is knocked away. Loose on the near side, and a timeout. No. Held ball is called, and the ball will stay with the Blue Devils. No, they're going to say it's Pasco basketball. My apologies. Blue Devils turn it over on the alternating possession. And here come the Bulldogs. Sanchez front court. Near side to Montez. Montez. Far side it goes to Sanchez. She'll bring it up top on the dribble. Out between the rings. Near side with the basketball is Montez. Now it is Landrum. Far side to Sanchez. Shot clock at 8. Here is Sanders driving into the lane. Sanders throws one up. Missed it. Ball knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Sanders. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. The 5:25 left in the fourth quarter. And the Pasco fans not at all happy. And Coach Gutierrez also not happy. A knock away in the backcourt. Or at least I thought it was a knock away in the backcourt. No, just a turnover on the Blue Devils as the ball goes out of bounds on the near side. And we have a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 5:22 left in the fourth quarter. 45-29 the Blue Devils, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back at the Pasco High Gym, Roy Eloya coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wall High Blue Devil girls leading the Pasco Bulldogs 45-29. And out of the timeout period, a pass inside to Montez, who is left alone, lays the ball up and in. And that could easily be our Fresh Nature Foods out-of-bounds play of the game. Well executed by Pasco, and it's a 14-point game. 45-31 the Blue Devils. And up top for Pierce. Pierce will drive near side. Gracie Pierce can't score on the lane, and the rebound off to Sanders. Still a long way to go in this one. Just under 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. 45-31, the Blue Devils. A pass inside, stolen by Creason. Now off to Gracie Pierce. Pasco turns the basketball over. Between the rings, it's Creason. Far side to JMB. Julissa on the dribble. Guarded by Sanchez. Hands it off on the near side to Pierce. Pierce inside for Hand. The ball is Byer and taken by Pasco. And a foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. Reach-in foul on Laney Hand. The zip zone Conoco substitution. Well, two zip zone Conoco substitutions. Oliveris and Lawyer back. Pierce to the sideline along with Creason. 4:35 and counting left in the fourth quarter. 45-31, the Blue Devils. Far side Landrum. Shot on the way is good from the far side. And it's a 12-point game. 45-33, the Blue Devils. And Pasco will put up backcourt pressure. Lawyer with a basketball. Now set for McNeil, the ball behind her, taken by Pasco, taken by Sanchez. Double team far side, gets it to Sanders. Back on the far side, Sanchez for three, and that one is good. And Pasco trying to work its way back in the game. The Blue Devils trying to let Pasco back in the game. It's now 45-36, and we're going to have a foul called on the near side. It is called on Montez as she fouled Julissa Martinez Bylon on the near sideline. Blue Devils inbound the basketball, leading by only 9, 45-36. Not a laugher anymore. Here is Lawyer with a basketball against Sanders. Top of the key. Jumper on the way. Going to be off the mark. Rebound off to Oliveris. And Oliveris is tied up inside. Held ball is called. The Blue Devils should get it on the alternating possession. And they will. Last one went to Pasco. This one favors the Blue Devils. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. 3:53 left in the fourth quarter. 45-36 Wahai, and the Blue Devils ask for a timeout. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Wahai 45, Pasco 36. 3:52 remaining in the fourth quarter. Welcome back to the Pasco High Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Ball bounced in for Oliveras, and the ball stolen by Pasco, but it was dribbled on the end line by Sanders. And the Blue Devils will possess. Going to put 25 seconds on the shot clock. JMB will inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Near side, Raylan McNeil. Inside for Hand. Hand into the lane. Puts it up. Missed it. And then knocks it out of bounds. It was saved in bounds by Pasco. Saved to the Blue Devils. Taken by JMB. Fumbles it to the far side. And the ball lost by the Blue Devils. Taken by Pasco. And we have a timeout called by Pasco with 3:37 left in the fourth quarter. And the Blue Devils going to bring the starting five back in as things are getting a bit tedious here in the fourth quarter of this ball game. 45-36, the Blue Devils out of the timeout period. Pasco will possess the basketball after a Blue Devil turnover. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, a 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2, 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. Wahai 45, Pasco 36, 3:37 remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. The Lady Bulldogs have outscored the Blue Devils here in the second half, 26-12. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. The Blue Devil 5, the starting 5, back into the ball game. Pasco in possession of the basketball. Up top it's Montez. Near side to Sanders. Sanders, top of the key, Landrum. Shot on the way by the southpaw, is off the rim, no good. Hustling for the rebound is Corinne Hayes. Near side, Billingsley. Billingsley into the front court on the dribble. Dribbles to the far side. Almost lost the basketball. Does lose the basketball to Montez. She'll rumble, bumble, stumble far side. She goes to the deck and is called for traveling. Blue Devils get a break after another turnover. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the far sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. The ball into Billingsley. The crowd very much alive here in the Pasco High Gym. Near side, Bridget Boyd with a basketball against Sanders. She'll go into the lane. Bounce it on the far side to Franson. Franson will go into the lane. Lost the basketball. Another turnover. The loose ball out to Ramirez. Bodies on the deck. Sanders will recover the loose ball far side. She will now dribble middle of the floor. A little out of control. She'll stop on the far side. Get it up top to Landra. Now on the near side with a basketball is Ramirez as cooler heads prevail. Here is a drive far side by Sanders. Leaves a lay-in short. Out battles two Blue Devils for the rebound. And a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils with 2:31 left in the fourth quarter. And that is called on Corinne Hayes. And that is her fourth personal foul. Pasco to inbound on the baseline. Bounce in far side, Landrum gets it up top to Montez. Montez, far side of Landrum, back up top to Montez. 2:23 and counting left in the fourth quarter, 45-36, the Blue Devils. Far side, Montez with the basketball, free throw line extended, looks to drive on Franzen, goes into the lane, bounce it inside, land put up and blown by Leon, and a rebounding foul is going to be called on Pasco, going to be called on Leon. Three team fouls aside here in the fourth quarter, the Blue Devils inbounding in the backcourt, Pasco with a zone press. broken by the Blue Devils. Franzen, middle of the floor, near side to Billingsley. Lucy Billingsley with a basketball. Closely guarded, has the ball knocked away, recovers, gets it far side to Boyd, and Boyd is going to be grabbed and fouled inside on the drive. Are they going to say she was in the act of shooting? Foul is called on Leon. That is her fourth. And Bridget Boyd to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first one in the air, going to be short, no good. With 1:58 to go. Still a three-possession game, 45-36, the Blue Devils. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Bridget Boyd. That's off the back of the rim, and the rebound off to Pasco is taken by Montez. Still a three-possession game, 1:52 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Montez near side for three. Looks good. It is not good. Just a little short. The rebound off to Delilah Franzen. Franzen lost the ball in the backcourt to Sanders, but then a loose ball is taken in the lane by Billingsley, and they're going to call her for a travel. She was tied up down in the low block in backcourt. They call her for a travel, and the ball back to Pasco. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 1:40 left in the fourth. 45-36, the Blue Devils, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Pasco High School Gymnasium, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devils hanging on for dear life, leading the Pasco Bulldogs 45-36. The Blue Devils played a solid first half, led 33-10 at the halftime break, but Pasco outscored the Blue Devils 13-8 in the third quarter of this ball game. Pasco in this quarter with 13 points, the Blue Devils with only four. 1:40 left in the fourth quarter. Scoreboard update earlier in the quarter was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Lawson, a call at 509-524-8277. Here's a long three near side. Off the rim, no good for Ramirez. Out of bounds near side goes the basketball on the carom, and the ball back to the Blue Devils. Pass goal pick up in the backcourt. Boyd bounces it far side. It's taken by Sanders. Blue Devils turn it over yet again. Here is Montez into the lane. Throws up a runner and missed it. The rebound comes off to Boyd. 45-36, the Blue Devils. Boyd still in the backcourt. Needs help. Now it's off to Corinne Hayes. They're not going to cross the timeline. A 10-second violation called, and the ball back to Pasco. Boy, it's a good thing there isn't another 2 or 3 minutes left in this game, because the Blue Devils would be in serious trouble. Zip zone Conoco substitution, Gracie Pierce into the contest. She'll replace Molly Franklin with 1:09 left in the fourth quarter. 45-36 in favor of the Blue Devils. Ball looped out front to Sanders. Sanders driving. Into the lane she goes. She'll throw it up off the glass and good. It's a 7-point game. 45-38 the Blue Devils, and a knockaway in the backcourt. Sanders knocks it out of bounds, and the ball to the Blue Devils with 59 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 45-38, the Blue Devils. Ball inbounded to Billingsley. Billingsley near side, and she is going to be fouled going down the near sideline. Fouled in the backcourt. Fouled by Ramirez. And that'll mean free throws for the Blue Devils. That was team foul number 5 on Pasco. Lucy Billingsley to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Lucy in the ball game with 4 points, all from the charity stripe. She is 4 for 6 in the ball game. She is now 5 for 7. That makes it a three-possession game with 54 8/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils 46, Pasco 39. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Lucy, and that one is good. Blue Devils 47, Pasco 39. Here come the Bulldogs. Far side. Now it's out between the rings. Now on the near side to Sanders. Sanders on the dribble far side. She's left alone. Lays the ball up and in. They just let her go. She lays the ball up and in to make it a six-point game, 47-41. Boyd is double-teamed in the backcourt. Now it is Billingsley. Billingsley bounces it near side to Hayes. Hayes to the high post. Stops up top to Billingsley. Keep running clock. Keep running clock. Milk it, ladies. Milk it. And the foul is going to be called on Pasco. That foul is called on Sanders. Lucy Billingsley back to the stripe. For two more Walla Walla Daily Grind attempts. A two-possession game with 24.4 seconds to go. Free throw. Good. Got it. 48-41 the Blue Devils with 24.4 seconds remaining in the final period. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Lucy is good. And a timeout call by the Blue Devils, who lead 49-41. Are they going to get the timeout? They are going to get the timeout. Timeout called by the Blue Devils. 24.4 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 49-41. Wahai will be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 Meal Deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 Meal Deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Pasco High School Gymnasium, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls leading the Pasco Bulldogs 49-41. 24.4 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Pasco will inbound out of the timeout period. Blue Devils back out on the floor. Corinne Hayes, Gracie Pierce, Delilah Franson, Lucy Billingsley, and Bridget Boyd. Sanders, an errant pass in the backcourt taken by Boyd. Boyd will dribble to the near side. Run some clock, ladies. Run some clock. And she is going to be fouled out front by Ramirez. Sanders careless with the basketball. And the Blue Devils benefit. And a foul called with 15.6 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. And Bridget Boyd to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first one is good. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Sanchez is in. Andrade is in. Blue Devils leading 50-41. 15.6 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw also good for Bridget Boyd. Well, so much for the girls game starting at 5:45. Boys at 7:30, right? Pasco in possession of the basketball. On the far side, it is Leon. Leon trapped on the baseline. Far side, it goes to Montez. Montez will drive far side, throw it up off the glass and off the iron. And that is going to do it. Final score, Wahai 51, Pasco 41. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro have the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Bill and Brandon offer solutions tailored to your situation. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management today at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
Spring is calling, and your next trip starts right here in Walla Walla. Fly from the Walla Walla Regional Airport with Alaska Airlines. Skip the drive and enjoy free parking, quick check-in, and friendly hometown service. From weekend getaways to springtime adventures, Alaska Airlines connects you worldwide with comfort and reliability. This spring, take off the easy way. Fly local, fly Walla Walla, where parking is always free. Book your ticket today at alaskaair.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Pasco High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls conclude the 2025-26 regular season by defeating the Pasco Bulldogs 51-41. And our postgame show is presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We begin with the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. Early in the contest, Gracie Pierce gave the Blue Devils some quality moments without question. A lot of hustle plays. Did a phenomenal job without question. Bridget Boyd had 17 points to lead all scorers in this contest. Well, no, she did not lead all scorers. It was Leilani Sanders of Pasco who led all scorers in the game. We'll elaborate in mere moments, but a nice effort by Bridget Boyd, leading scorer in the game. Gracie Pierce with some good hustle. Delilah Franzen with some good hustle as well. So for their efforts, we're going to recognize Bridget Boyd, Gracie Pierce, and Delilah Franzen as our Eric Kimball CPA co-players of the game. Now, final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in the game for the Blue Devils, Shayla Creason with 7, Micaiah Lawyer with 2, Gracie Pierce 3, Lucy Billingsley 8, Delilah Franzen at 6, Bridget Boyd 17, Corinne Hayes with 8. The Blue Devils 15 field goals in the game, 2 from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils 19 of 28 the free throw line. And by our unofficial count, the Blue Devils were called for 13 personal fouls. For Pasco, Montez with 15, Sanchez with 3, Sanders with 19, Landrum with 2, and Leon with 2. Pasco 14 field goals in the game, 3 from long distance. Pasco 10 of 13 from the free throw line, and Pasco was called for 17 personal fouls. Our final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. With this victory, the Blue Devils conclude the regular season at 7-11 in Mid-Columbia Conference play. Lady Blue Devils will go into a play-in game on Thursday at Mount Spokane for the right to advance to the District 6 tournament with an overall record of 8-13. We will commence our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show on the boys' side after we step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family, whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day. Animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too.
Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.